This is Paul Thiessen. My idea for this meditation arose as I was reviewing new book titles of interest and came across a just-published novel entitled Little Family by Ishmael Bia. I had the privilege of meeting this author in 2007 when I was chairing the committee of the Canadian Pediatric Society, which plans our annual meetings. With persistence and a year of advanced planning, we managed to obtain the commitment of the ever-popular then-Governor-General of Canada named Michelle Jean to be our keynote speaker. However, due to personal health issues, she cancelled her engagement 3 months before the meeting scheduled for June of that year. This meant that we had to scramble, as obtaining a top-ranked speaker with name recognition typically took a year of advanced planning, and we had 3 months. So our committee was puzzling over who to approach when I fortuitously stumbled on a CBC interview with the author Ishmael Bia, who had just released his memoir entitled A Long Way Gone. This book chronicled his 3 years as a boy soldier in Sierra Leone in the early 1990s, having survived a massacre in his village in 1993 when he was 13 that left his parents and several siblings dead as victims of the war between government and guerrilla forces. Prior to this, he had a bucolic and stable family life and enjoyed memorizing Shakespeare, but the massacre brutally and instantly transformed his life. With his brother and friends, he fled into the jungle, but they were captured and pressed into fighting for the government army. This involved being forced into frequent and unrelenting forays of wanton pillaging and killing of innocent civilians, fueled by a constant supply of drugs. There was the constant need to obey the commander or risk being shot. In his words, the more violence you committed, the more you showed your loyalty to the group. I had already read a glowing review of the book, but decided that my squeamish sensibility would not allow me to read it. I immediately changed my mind after the interview and found the book completely gripping. During the 15-minute TV interview, I observed an articulate young man with a sense of humor who had survived a brutalizing 3-year experience and survived with his humanity intact. At 16, he and other boy soldiers in his group were rescued from their servitude by UNICEF and taken to a recovery center in Freetown, where he was slowly rehabilitated over many months. He credits one nurse in particular, Nurse Esther, with refusing to give up on him despite his unrelenting anger and aggressive outbursts. Music played an important role in his recovery, and at one point she gave him a Walkman and a tape of favorite hip-hop songs that gave him renewed interest and hope. It is noteworthy that the day his family was massacred, he and several friends had walked to a neighboring village to participate in a talent show, from which he returned to find the carnage of his former life and the bodies of his family. And so we obtained Ishmael as our keynote speaker for an audience of pediatricians. Prior to his talk, a dozen of us met him in a congenial reception, and I recall during that event we were laughing and visiting, and I gazed at his hands and thought to myself, imagine what those hands have done. He then delivered his 45-minute keynote address, during which he held us all in rapt attention. He made only glancing reference to the brutality of his 3 years of captivity, sparing us the grim details. At the conclusion of his talk, he lowered his voice and said, I want to leave you with a final message. Never give up on anyone. If Nurse Esther had given up on me, I wouldn't be here. My eyes still mist as I recall those powerful words. His message resonated with all of us in the audience, as we have all been tempted to give up on a difficult patient or a family member, or neighbor, or erstwhile friend who has rejected you. In Galatians 6:9 we read, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. I'll conclude with a song written and performed by Kieran Kane from Nashville, who performs here with Fats Kaplan and Kevin Welsh. Thank you.
Someday we'll roll away the stone we've carried for so long, and all our burdens will be gone, and I can't wait. We will find our way to an understanding of all views. No prayer shall be refused. I
prayer shall be.